Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 8 years. She's the bare bones biz lady. Her books are all about that, about business planning and making sure you manage your money the right way in a way that's plain English. Even I can understand them. And she's our good friend. But Ellen, today we're talking about something different. We're talking about how to become what I like to say is more discerning consumers of information. As time goes by, and this isn't just because of how journalism is changing. This is the influence of technology, Ellen, and it's going to get even more. It's going to get even more so as we start getting more artificial intelligence, and we start getting more. And the more powerful computers are going to get to the point. They actually already have the ability to make someone say something that sounds like they're actually saying it when they're really not. I mean, the fake news capability is way beyond just one member of Fox or CNN or whoever, you know, putting something out there that's not right. There are businesses that can make their living trying to get you to click on something because you thought it fits your paradigm on one particular issue or the other. We've got to become smarter and more discerning consumers of information. Otherwise, we're going to wind up killing each other. What do you think?
Well, I think the business aspect of it is important because straight-out broadcast journalism is not a real money maker.
That's right.
So media stocks aren't good growth and dividend investments because most media companies aren't investing in their people. So you don't get the paid reporters that we used to get anymore when anyone with a cell phone, when, you know, anyone can post their opinion. We're not getting the kind of dig deep journalism that we used to get when we paid more for it. That business model is a tough one.
There's about 1% of the investigative reporters that we used to have, probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know that stat, but that sounds appropriate. Again, check the facts. So do we even know? And that's going to take some discerning digging on everyone's part. You know what? Let me share a couple of facts for you. The Fourth Estate actually comes from the medieval times. The Fourth Estate, mm-hmm. which references the press, is a reference back to the original three classes of estates. And in England, this was initially the nobility, which mm-hmm. was the parliament at the time, the mm-hmm. clergy, and the common people. Those mm-hmm. were the first three estates. And then the Fourth Estate came to refer to the press, which is mm-hmm. the people, the town criers, who are out there editorializing or delivering facts on the information. And in the U.S., the First Amendment, before the Bill of Rights, before the Constitution even got passed,
right,
it had attached to it the Bill of Rights with
the First Amendment. Yes.
Right, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press
or
the right of the people to peacefully assemble and mm-hmm. to petition the government for redress of grievances. So the press is
what you just read is the essence of America.
Yeah.
Almost everything else is built on that foundation.
We think of the Constitution. This amendment came with the Constitution, the passing mm-hmm. of the Constitution. It was with this consideration that the rest of these rapscallions could get together mm-hmm. and pass, you know, the Constitution with the Bill of Rights as being the First Amendment. So the press is protected. The press is essential to us having a free government. And so we as consumers of that information have to be more discerning. I thought, and boy, what a knucklehead I was, I thought when everyone had a camera, Jim, we would get more facts. You know,
yeah.
No,
I've always been worried about it. All that. Yeah, it's kind of scary, actually. But now, see, you have Facebook as a publisher, Google is a publisher, YouTube is a publisher, Twitter is a publisher. We got all these new platforms that make everybody their own editor and reporter and publisher. I mean, it's democratized freedom, speech. It's democratized speech, which in some ways is great, but it does create a problem. It does dilute potentially dilute high quality reporting.
Yeah, and we know that there was foreign interference, Russian interference with our election, and yet we're still culpable for not being more discerning and paying more attention. I don't even mean on the government level. I mean on the individual consumption of information.
Yeah, we know that they did with Facebook, and but they've been doing it for a long time. But the problem is we're not focusing on what they're doing as a problem as we are.
Here is today's top auto tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Looking to compete with Chinese rivals, Toyota and Panasonic are set to launch a joint venture next year to produce batteries for electric vehicles. The business could help Toyota achieve an annual sales target of around 1 million zero-emission battery EVs by 2030. Car Gurus recently published results of a survey of American adult consumers regarding their interest in electric vehicles. 15% said they were probably going to own one. For more cool car tech, visit testmiles.com.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
You're listening to Global American Broadcasting, the Gab Radio Network. For more info on our programs and services, including technical operations and syndication.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.